Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, September 10th, Yorkville City Council meeting. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I think, Rusty, it's your turn to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very nice, thank you. Next.
AV reminder, everybody, just make sure you use your mic.
Oh, yes, we'll use the mics. I forget. Sorry.
Now we need the all important roll call by the clerk.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Yes.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Whoa. Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
So who did that beep on? Maybe that was like a false person.
Was that being buzzed out?
Was. AI detected that you're false. You're not really the right person. Okay, we have a quorum. I have no amendment for the agenda. Are there any presentations? Nothing that I'm aware of. Public hearing? No public hearing? Citizen comments. Are there any citizen comments on anything on the agenda? Hello, Aaron. How are you, by the way? Anything on the agenda somebody like to comment on at this point? No? Consent agenda. I'm looking for a motion and a second for bill payments for approval of $4,151,894.26.
So moved.
I believe I heard Soling and I don't know who was over here. Funkhauser. Got the bookends again. Roll call, please.
Coke.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Mayor's report. Tim, I don't know if you want to talk later or you want to talk now, but Hometown Days was just a great success this year.
Yeah, whatever you would like, Mr. Mayor, I can speak now or...
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Yes, obviously, for those that attend, just thank everyone for attending, sponsor, volunteer, work the event. We had an outstanding turnout, great weekend, the weather was perfect. It was by far the largest Hometown Days we've had, just by attendance as well as revenue.
The music was awesome. Staff did a great job. I saw several aldermen, so thank you all those who attended and participated. And I think the library had a great sale for the books, too, didn't they? The used book sale?
Oh, both days, if you went by the night, they had a library on the block when it got started.
It's amazing.
So just pretty much everything that we had, attendance was all for throughout the whole weekend.
That's good. Thank you. So you said you wanted to make it 5 days next year?
It's a tiger. That was your end.
Yeah, that's my idea. Yeah. But only if the weather comes with it, right?
Correct.
The weather was fantastic, too. So thank you. Okay, next, under Mayor's Report, we have the Constitution Week Proclamation. Whereas the Constitution of the United States of America, the guardian of our liberties, embodies the principles of limited government, a republic dedicated to rule by law, and whereas September 17th, 2024, marks the 237th anniversary of the framing of the Constitution of the United States of America by the Constitutional Convention, whereas it is proper and fitting to accord official recognition to this magnificent document and its anniversary and to the patriotic celebrations which will commemorate it, and whereas Public Law 915 guarantees issuing a proclamation each year by the President of the United States of America designating September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week, now, therefore, I, John Purcell, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim the week of September 17th through 23rd as Constitution Week and ask our citizens to reaffirm the ideals the framers of the Constitution had in 1787 by vigilantly protecting the freedoms guaranteed to us through this guardian of our liberties. Thank you. And just to go along with this, I hear there's some scintillating debate that's going to be on TV tonight. You can, after I read that, go home and watch that. I, on the other hand, am not. Okay, next we have East Van Emmon Phase 3 RFQ results. I am looking for a motion to select Engineering Enterprises Incorporated to negotiate a contract for phase three engineering services for the East Vandeman Road resurfacing project. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
So moved.
Transier and Tarulis, thank you. And Bart, we are doing this a little differently because we're required to through, is it state or federal money?
Federal money, so we have to do an RFQ in order to select.
And we did, and we ended up with the company that we're very familiar with that does an excellent job. Any questions? Roll call.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And the next one is an FYI. Bart, you want to talk about the resolution of support 2024, the ITEP grant for downtown?
Of course.
Thank you.
Let me pull up the plan so that everybody can see it at home.
So I'll
intro. So this is the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program grant, maximum value of $3 million. Requires generally 20% match for the local municipality. And it's supposed to be used for things that enhance, you know, transportation, pedestrian opportunities in different areas of town. So as we've reviewed at the last couple meetings, we have chosen to focus on the area around the FS property in the downtown, which is the subject of a separate downtown redevelopment grant that we had approved a few months ago, and we're waiting for, you know, basically word back from the state as to whether we're going to receive that or not. So in general, we have focused our efforts on moving the roadway away from the railroad track in the downtown by making it a one-way, so that's westbound from generally Houston Street over to Route 47, which allows you to have more separation both for vehicles and pedestrians away from the train tracks, so that makes things safer in general. Including the construction of a multi-use path along the north side of Hydraulic, the creation of a couple different parking spaces along Hydraulic Avenue, and then on the east block, same thing for another block over to Mill, and then it'll return to a two-way roadway at that point. Throughout this entire project, including along the newly proposed to be constructed sidewalks on Houston and Mill, you know, we're talking about things like curbs, beautification efforts, landscaping, etc., to make it look nice. Some of that is not shown in this level of detail where we're at currently, because we still are at a very high level conceptual phase. And some of those things will be picked through if we get the grant and then move forward with design engineering or planning at a later date. So in general, with the creation of new sidewalks along Mill and Houston, a new path along East Hydraulic, making East Hydraulic a one-way, and then all the different beautification improvements we'll do, the total construction value we expect to be right around $4.3 million. So that will require a $1.3 million local contribution, which is above and beyond what's required by the state. And we think that we are comfortable, at least at this phase, with having a resolution in the City Council pack at the next meeting to just use reserve funds. This is exactly the type of project that, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, when we were in the middle of our fiscal distress, that we could not do because we physically did not have the reserve funds available. Now we do, and this is the type of things that a town would usually use their reserve funds for. So that would require, obviously, if we get the grant, you know, appropriation of funds within a budget amendment or a budget proposal, depending on the timing. And then, you know, some budgeting just to shift funds around at that point. But you could do it and basically maintain your fund balance policy without issue. So that's the proposal there. Prior to the meeting, we did have Lynn reach out to business owners. Aaron's been reaching out to state elected officials and stakeholders to get letters of support, so we're getting some of those back in. Haven't really had any design comments yet related to either making hydraulic a one-way or anything adjacent to kind of the East Alley area. So as far as we know, there haven't been any comments from businesses, but obviously there's a couple here tonight. We're happy to kind of work through those and get feedback now. And then Alderman Funkhauser did, prior to the meeting, gave us some Google Maps street views of different rail and street designs throughout the country, which I can show up here in a second, just so you kind of get an idea of the flavor of kind of what we were thinking. So this was his comment that he would like it, I think, to look sort of in this vein. You know, some design features can or cannot be done just based on the layout of the area. And when we reviewed it as staff, we thought that this was actually pretty aligned with what we were looking at. So I'm going to pull this screen over here. And since I've already determined I can't read the screen in the back of the room this far, maybe I can turn around. But these are Minneapolis, there's some in Kentucky, there's some in Indiana, a couple other places. But in general, you know, you're looking at, you know, integrating basically, you know, pedestrian walkways with, in this case, this is Minneapolis, with a light rail system. And here's a different, you know, kind of street view of Minneapolis. You know, so they've got a physical barrier between the tracks. And in this case, a street, and there's a sidewalk near it. And then I believe this is also Minneapolis. So here they've actually got the light rail going down the middle of the street. I don't know that we'd be able to do that with freight per se. But, you know, the adjacent improvements and kind of beautification that they've done would certainly be in line with, I think, what we would propose to do. This one is in Oakland, California. So again, light rail going down the middle of the street. You've got some, you know, nice businesses and different improvements on
that
each side.
Freight part.
I'm sorry?
That's freight. Then.
This one is freight? Okay. Are any of the others freight? Or?
There is another one. The Kentucky is freight.
Okay. Good to know. Yep, so here's the one in Kentucky. So this is right down, looks like a main street in LaGrange, Kentucky. So they've managed to do that there. This one we've got West Virginia. So again, they've got rail going right down the middle of the street. And then Michigan City, Indiana here. So here they've got an actual fence on top of a concrete separation. And then there's a different view of the block over here too. So these are things that we think would be a good idea and we would choose to integrate. We would talk about these things in concept form in the grant application. As long as everybody's okay with them, we just wouldn't have an exhibit necessarily to show them yet at this point. And with the grant application due in, 2.5 weeks, I don't know that we're going to be able to get that, but, you know, we'll give it a shot. So that's kind of, you know, what we were thinking, at least as far as, you know, some of the options go. And then the only other thing I wanted to show everybody was a couple other exhibits the EEI had proposed. That show existing conditions, but then also connection points for our existing trail system. So zoom way out here, and then should be able to zoom in a little bit. So, you know, this is the entire 10-mile stretch around 47 through downtown, or through Yorkville, and then zooming in on the downtown, the yellow area is where we're talking about new pedestrian connections, so the sidewalks and trails. And as you can see, it kind of connects the neighborhood east of Route 47 south of the river into the downtown a little bit better, but then also gives everybody kind of a, you know, a detour that they can take off of the Route 47 trail and sidewalk as you're going through downtown. So we think that that's great. It just enhances, you know, connection points for everybody that's traveling through town on a bike or whether they choose to run or walk, and is really the basis for what we're trying to do. Let's see here. The final thing is just some existing conditions that EEI has done. Just to get an idea of, you know, kind of what we're up against, you know, and why it's, you know, $3.5 million for, you know, a one roadway and then a couple sidewalks and trails is, you know, neglected probably isn't the right word, but we haven't done any, you know, significant public investment in this area in, you know, 30 or 40 years. We have repaved the streets, but, you know, kind of the lack of private investment in some of the buildings and the adjacent area kind of shows. So
this is a rail road gauge too, wouldn't it?
We think so, yes. We think it'll have to. And that is factored into the budget. So both at the East Alley and at Eustis and at Mill. So not quiet zone approved per se, because we don't know what that requirement will be. And it won't be a four-way gate. It'll just be a two-way gate is kind of what we've planned out. So at this point, Brad, Eric, Christy, Tim, anything else that I missed that you wanted to highlight? Okay. I guess I'd open it up to the floor then if anybody has any questions or feedback.
Bart, I actually, before we get going, what again is the timeline on the grant? And then if we were to get the grant, realistically, how long before we'd accomplish this?
And Aaron will chime in if I speak incorrectly, but I believe it's a Q1 of 2025 award. And then it'll take a couple months for us to get a grant agreement with the state, approve it, and then you have a couple years basically after that to start the project in earnest, and you have to complete it within your timeline.
So as far as any budget implications, that might be next year, but it could be a couple years out yet.
Correct, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, questions, comments from the Alderman? Anyone?
Just one, so part of this, like let's say we also did the previous project, right? And we have planned for something along that side of the tracks in that project. So we're not duplicating, you know what I'm saying, with dollar wise, you should be able to not have to spend dollars on that portion of it if you're doing it already on the other project, right?
Correct. So the plan that we've shown here and the downtown FS property plan are mutually exclusive in that generally the downtown plan shows improvements south of the railroad tracks here, mm-hmm. and then north would be through this ITEP grant. So that's the scope that we had priced out. Now,
oh, so you're not, the south side isn't part of this?
Correct.
Okay, that's enough.
So now if we get one and not the other, you know, do we have some flexibility to be able to say, well, we might as well just do improvements on both sides, and then maybe we make some budget adjustments or spend more money out of our own pocket? Like, yeah, that might make sense to do that way. You have a cohesive look on each side. You've got the same contractor, maybe the same fence or, you know, landscaping design type of a thing. But for now, we've just shown it as downtown grant south, ITEP grant.
Other questions, comments?
Just a detailed question. So between Eustis and Mill, we show a fence on the north side. We do not show fencing east of Mill. Do we think that we could maybe eliminate that? A lot of those links I sent were more incorporating to eliminate the rough look of the ballast and trying to get it as incorporated as possible. There was only one that really had it segmented off with barriers and fences. Is it, I get if we have a festival space, there was one of those spaces in Minneapolis that did have a festival space right adjacent to it, albeit light rail. I could see the fence on the south side, but maybe not the north side, just to try to incorporate that better with the streetscape. I mean, that's really my envisioning of this, is trying to have a visual, maybe it's on the ground plane, curves, but try to get it to where it's less barriers and, you know, vertical obstruction.
Yeah, I would imagine that those would probably be sussed out in the design process, and we would have to obviously balance whatever the regulations are of, you know, railroad separation, whatever Omnitracs or the rail prefer, you know, that aren't regulations, and then also what we want to do visually.
So what we put on here is going to be conceptual still with the grant.
Yeah.
If it, you know, when we get through design development, if it is not exact on the plans, they have that flexibility to let us.
Yeah, usually.
Make those good changes.
Yeah, similar to how we talked through the downtown grant plan, you can make amendments to it as long as you keep the general feel and project scope.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Other questions or comments? So, Mark, oh, go ahead, sorry.
The other question I would have is, what about the rail that has their little pull-off section? How is that going to work? I believe that's down by the golf cart places.
Yeah, here? Here. Yes?
No, where they pull off, but sometimes they have to do maintenance, they'll pull something off. Where the caboose used to be, top one.
Top one? Okay.
Yeah, that's
for, over here.
It's right over there, I think.
So we did meet with the railroad and some engineers who were interested in trying to help us through this process, including provide feedback, now and later related to the quiet zones. And one of the things they asked for was title information. So I think it's an active conversation between us and them as to who owns what and what the need is long term. So. So I don't know that we have an answer right now, but I think it was part of the list that we were going to try to figure out.
Okay.
Other questions or comments? Bart, then we'll bring this back in 2 weeks for approval.
Craig. We're looking at design concept for this. I'd like to see something kind of keep with like tradition, keep kind of an older look. And I kind of like some of the stuff we saw. Like keep that in mind that we've always talked about keeping that downtown as historical as possible.
Keep it as what?
Historical looking as possible.
So not too modern. Not too modern then.
Great. No.
That's Russell, guys.
Young guy.
Yeah. So the intent is to bring this back for formal approval. There's actually a resolution you have to approve that allows us to submit the grant application. And then basically states that you will be using or you have identified funding for the project. And then we'll have 5 or 6 days at that point to submit the grant application, which is due at the end of September.
Other questions or comments? Yes?
I don't know.
Can you step to the mic just so we can catch it?
I don't know if this is the appropriate time to bring this up, but while we're talking about improvements downtown, in my travels to Georgia, I went to a little town called Helen, which is like being in the Alps. And they have a river that runs through town, somewhat similar to what we have downtown. And they have a lot of kayaking and a lot of activity down in that area. And I noticed in my travel there that they have a walkway under the bridge. And I think it might be something for consideration for Yorkville in the future while you're making plans for this, because it seems to be so dangerous for the people crossing 47. But if they could, you know, have a walkway somehow or other under the bridge, it'd be a big improvement, I think.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Next, we're on to item number 4. I'm looking for a motion to approve the resolution supporting a memorandum of understanding between the city and the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 150 Public Employees Division through April 30th of 26, correct?
Yes.
Second.
Gulk and Merrick, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you all for your support. I know the employees appreciate it as well. So thank you. Is that all I have for this one? Woo. We're on to Mr. Koch, it looks like.
I have two items. Item one is PW 2024-64 YBSD Water Main Extension, the contract award. It's motion to accept the bid and award contract to Winger Excavating Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $517,247.46 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So second by, was it Solon?
Yep.
Any discussion? Winninger. Roll call, please.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Present.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Okay, item number two, CW 2024-65 YBSD Water Main Extension Contract Construction Engineering Agreement, and it is a motion to approve the YBSD Water Main Extension Professional Service Agreement Construction Engineering and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second by Terulis. Any discussion? Roll call.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else? Thank you. Economic development. It's Mr. Plocher.
Oh, that is mean. I have actually something to say this time.
I was noticing there's three committees that do. It's amazing.
Make a motion to approve the ordinance approving the First Amendment to a development agreement between the United City Yorkville and Raleigh Homes LLC and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
For a second?
Second.
Second by Funkhauser. So my recollection or understanding is this extends this so they can through November 30th, 25, so they can make that water loop connection. Is that correct? And we did ask them to upsize it to accommodate our Lake Michigan project. So actually the little bit of delay actually worked in our favor. Yes. And we are sharing some of the costs for that as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Questions or comments? Mr. Soling.
Are they confident that they can get the improvements done for the retention walls in time?
They have indicated they are. And we've extended out the date than what we originally had proposed.
So the new timeline is November?
November of 2025.
Thank you.
Other questions or comments? Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. Anything else, Mr. Plocher, that you're not aware of?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Public safety, Mr. Transier.
We do have a motion, so I make a motion to approve a resolution declaring certain personal property surplus and directing disposition of same and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second, Mr. Gulf. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Terulis.
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Transier?
That is it. Thank you.
Mr. Merrick, anything?
I'll work on that for next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Slacker. Park Board, anything else?
I do have two additional items.
Sweet.
So this Thursday is the third yearly annual Yorkville Education Story Walk with the family and new story from the Story Walk over at Junior Circle Park.
Oh, Mike? Do you have a mic?
I have one.
There you go.
This Thursday, September 12th, is the third annual Story Walk, Local Education Story Walk out at Junior Women's Harlan Circle Park. There will be a new story around the park. It's from 4:30 to 6:30. As well as at the end of the month, it's Oktoberfest, September 27th and 28th. We will also be opening the Scarecrow Walk on that Friday in conjunction with Oktoberfest. So if anyone's still interested, submitting
a scarecrow or something. Very nice. If one were taking a walk about 9 o'clock this morning around the Heartland Circle Park, might they have seen a sneak preview?
It's very possible.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. If one was doing that, making
it's
phone
very
calls.
Possible that they
did. Okay. Excellent. Any questions? Thank you. Planning and Zoning Commission, anything? City Council, anything?
No report.
Thank you. City Clerk?
No report.
Community and Liaison reports, any? Sweet. Staff?
No reports.
Mayor's report, back to me. Anything? Do I have anything, Bart?
I think the only thing, just to give you a heads up for the next couple meetings on the water report, is there will be one, likely, be one Lake Michigan-related agreement on the September 24th City Council agenda related to a change order that IDOT is going to do on our Route 71 expansion project related to, you know, they're going to replace a section of pipe basically for DWC. It's going to save us some money, so we have to approve an agreement that will allow them to do that. And then at the October, I think it's 8th City Council meeting, will be probably six agreements. And that'll be everything from the customer agreement that'll allow us to join DWC to, you know, all the, yeah, the ancillary and operating agreements related to it. So should be a pretty heavy lift, I think, a lot of pages, but it's important.
Very important. DWC, for anyone who doesn't know, might be in the audience taking notes, DuPage Water Commission, that's where Yorkville, Oswego, Montgomery will be getting water in the future versus wells underneath the earth. We'll be getting it from Lake Michigan.
Already.
With the zebra mussels and everything.
Already.
Do I have anything else, Bart? Okay, now to additional business. I assume that several of you out there are taking notes for a school class, and I have a rule that you probably weren't aware of. See the time, 7:33? I don't let you kids go before 8 o'clock. I'm like a teacher, so we're going to talk about other stuff for 27 minutes, so you're going to have to take notes and report it to your teacher. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. You hope you're done.
That's on record.
I wouldn't be a good teacher, sorry. Okay. I have no additional business. Are there any citizen, now after that they're going to come up and chew me out, and you're welcome to do that. Any additional comments from anyone in the public? Okay. Oh, wait. Citizen counts. Yeah, that's where our citizen counts. Now, do we need executive session, or do we determine we don't?
We do not.
We don't need executive session. I thought we would. We don't. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Oh, I heard. Funkhauser and Pulitzer, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Boom. Thank you. Thank you all.